base is Darrell Thomas. Batting second and playing third base, Dave Roberts. Batting third and playing left field, Leron Lee. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Nate Colbert. Batting fifth and playing right field, Larry Stahl. Batting sixth, the center fielder, John Jeter. Batting seventh and catching, Fred Kendall. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Enzo Hernandez. And the pitcher, Mike Caldwell, batting ninth. For the New York Mets, Willie Mays will lead off. He'll be at first base. Batting second, playing shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third and playing right field, John Milner. Batting fourth, playing third base, Jim Fregosi. Batting fifth and playing left field, Jim Beecham. Batting sixth and playing center field, Ted Martinez. Batting seventh and catching, Jerry Grody. Batting eighth and playing second base, Wayne Garrett. And the pitcher, Gary Gentry, batting ninth. So manager Yogi Berra trying his best to work out some sort of a lineup against the left-hander. As the Mets riddled by injuries before the ball game, Dave Marshall reported ill. He was out of the lineup in the first ball game because of upset stomach. And in the ball game, the Mets used number 10 Martinez playing right field. Here today in this second game, he's playing center field. Jim Beecham is playing his first game in the outfield for the Mets as Yogi Berra trying to get right hand hitting into the lineup against the left-hander. The Mets have won that first game, one game back of the Pittsburgh Pirates. And they now have a record going of 43 wins and 27 losses. So far this year, the Mets have played three doubleheaders. They have won two, lost one, and they have split none. And the home plate umpire is still at home plate as they discuss various things taking place here in the ballpark before a big crowd to saw one of the most exciting ball games played here at Shea since their opening in 1964. It's almost a duplication of a ball game pitched by Tom Seaver against Chicago on July 9th, 1969, when he had a no-hitter and a perfect game going into the ninth inning. He got the first batter out, but Jimmy Qualls single to left field to break up his bid for the perfect ball game. And now, the New York Mets take the field. Willie Mays at first base, Wayne Garrett at second, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson, the third baseman, Jim Fregosi, in the outfield, Jim Beecham in left field, Ted Martinez in center field, and John Milner playing out at right. The catcher, Jerry Grody. Right here, here's one of your favorite Mets.
I'm Jerry Kuzman of the Mets. This broadcast comes to you through the courtesy of WIZR. It's authorized under radio rights granted by the New York Mets solely for the entertainment of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, or other use of the description and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the WIZR.
Tomorrow night will conclude the series with the San Diego Padres, and the last time the Padres will play here in New York City this year. Scheduled pitchers are John Matlack for the Mets with a record of 8 wins and 4 losses. He'll be opposed by Steve Arnott, and he's won 7 and lost 8. And then, over the weekend, the Dodgers play their final 3 games at Shea Stadium this year. The Dodgers on July 7th, a Friday night game, a day game on July 8th, Saturday afternoon, and a single game on Sunday, July 9th. San Francisco, for their final 3 games, conclude the homestand. The Giants play Monday night, July 10th, Tuesday night, July 11th, and Wednesday afternoon, July 12th. Mets then go on the road to the West Coast, and then the All-Star break. After the All-Star game, they open up against Pittsburgh and then come home to start the second half of the season against Montreal, playing Montreal July 29th, that's Saturday night, July 30th, Sunday afternoon, and a night game on July 31st. Philadelphia for a twilight doubleheader on August 1st, and the Phillies on the second at night and a day game on the third. Chicago will conclude their next homestand as they play Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday on the 4th, 5th, and 6th of August. Right here, the first pitch of the ball game, and Gary Gentry gets a strike on a strike call by home plate umpire Andy Olson. Game number 71 for the Mets, and the batter for the San Diego Padres, Darrell Thomas. Next pitch back to the left-hand batter, a high curve, and it's one ball and one strike. Gentry with a record of 3-6. One of his wins this year against San Diego. He has a lifetime mark against San Diego, 5 wins and no losses. The right-hander's curveball misses outside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Darrell Thomas in the first ball game was 0-4. Padres sent only 31 men to the plate in that one hitter by Tom Seaver. And the pitch back, foul back, a fastball foul off. It's 2-2. of the count as Gentry works against the leadoff batter, Darryl Thomas. And the next pitch. Fastball high and inside. 3-2. Gentry got off to a good start for the Mets, but he has seen nothing but trouble in this last 5 decisions. Next pitch back inside. He walks Thomas, and the Padres have a base runner. Gentry has lost his last five decisions. It brings up Dave Roberts. Roberts in the first game was 0-4. Of course, only one with a base hit, Leron Lee. All the rest of the Padres, 0-4. Thomas, a fast man on at first. The first pitch, a curve. Swung on and fouled back. Strike one. Roberts, the first draft choice in the June draft by the San Diego Padres. Picked as the top baseball player in the country in June. And jumping right off the college campus right into a major league uniform. One strike count. Gentry back. And a ground ball hit in the hole. Harrelson will go to second base as he fields the ball for the force play. But the throw to first is not in time, so the Mets cannot get the double play. And now at second base, Garrett is hurt. Another injury for the New York Mets. Garrett lying on the ground. He's hurt, rolling over. Thomas slid into him as he tried to break up the double play, and Garrett is on the ground. Coming out to take a look, Joe Deere, the assistant trainer of the New York Mets, and gathered around the New York Mets ball player. That's all the Mets need. It has been one injury after another in this last 6 weeks of this season. Garrett on the ground. Can't tell what it might be. Also out there, Yogi Berra, Bud Harrelson, Jim Fregosi, Jerry Grody, Willie Mays. The umpire is now coming over to take a look. It looks like it might be a knee injury. There's a final score in the Cincinnati-St. Louis game. The Cincinnati Reds defeated the Cardinals 6-1. The winning pitcher, Grimsley, he went all the way, pitching a 9-hitter. His record now 6-2. Losing pitcher, Recipio Spinks, his record now 5-5. Cincinnati got him for 5 runs in the second inning. No home runs in the ballgame. And St. Louis having their 7-game winning streak stopped. And they drop now 7 games back of the Pittsburgh Pirates. 6 games back of the Mets, and they have dropped into a half game back of the Chicago Cubs, who are in third, 6.5 games out. Cubs play Atlanta in a doubleheader tonight. Pittsburgh plays a single game with Houston. Garrett now walking around, and he appears that he might be able to stay in the ballgame. He's limping slightly, and he now goes down and rubs his left knee. Flexes the knee and walks around some more. Yogi Berra starting to walk away, now comes back. And it looks as though Garrett is going out of the game, and it's going to be Ken Boswell to come in. So another injury for the New York Mets. Garrett has been hitting the ball at a much better clip. He goes off the game. He is leaving under his own power as he limps off. And we'd have to guess that it will be Ken Boswell. Now Boswell coming out of the dugout. Cleveland defeated the Texas Rangers 2-0. The winning pitcher in relief was Dick Kedrow. The losing pitcher, Rich Hand. John Lowenstein had a home run his second of the year. The only other final in the major league so far today. At the end of 7.5 innings, Boston 2, Minnesota nothing. Dave LaRoche is now pitching for Minnesota in place of Ray Corbin. Lynn McLaughlin is pitching for Boston. Night games, Baltimore, Chicago, Detroit, Kansas City, Milwaukee, California. Detroit and Baltimore tied up in the Eastern Division race of the American League. Oakland plays at home against the Yankees. Oakland has a 4-game lead in their division over the White Sox. The Yankees go into that game with a 5-game winning streak. Time called as Boswell throws a few to get loose. Now time in as Leron Lee comes up. He had the only base hit of the ball game in the first game. And it was the broken that base hit in the ninth inning with one out to break up the no-hitter by Tom Stevens. Lee already, 1-for-3 in that game. Also had a walk to go along. A left-hand batter hitting a .311 for the year. 7 home runs, 25 RBI. And the first pitch is high, ball one. Lee has had 70 base hits this year. He is regarded as the top hitter for Padres. He proved it in the first game, getting the only base hit. 1-0 pitch. It's deep to right center field. It's way back there, going back to the wall. As Martinez, he's by the wall. He turns and makes the catch. Ed Martinez making the catch right against the 396 mark. And on the play, Robert Stagg up at first base and went down to second. Long, long fly ball to right center field. So a runner in scoring position. With 2 men out and the batter coming up is Nate Colbert. Colbert grounded into a double play to end the ball game in the ninth inning for the Padres. He represented the tying run. He was 0-for-3 against Tom Seaver. He reached first base on a walk. Seaver walked 4 batters in the game. The pitch back to Colbert is outside. A fastball missing, ball one. Colbert hitting .220 with 15 home runs, 46 RBI. Next delivery, swung on and missed. 1-1. Martinez has played 3 infield positions, all 3 outfield positions this year. He has done such a job. 1-1 pitch to Colbert. Colbert fouled off in the count 1-2. Strike. 2 men away, top of the first. And the next delivery. High fastball, a fake and a throw down to second base. Robert Stanford's back. Two balls, 2 strikes. And Gentry's next delivery, it is hit out to center field. A high, high fly ball. A wind ripping the ball toward right center. Martinez moving over, making a catch in the starting time. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a walk. 1 man left at second, and the score after 1 half inning, the Padres nothing. The New York Mets coming up.
Globe Supply, downtown Saratoga, is the place to go for Raleigh and Columbia bicycles. You will find a large selection to choose from, and they come in all speeds, from coaster to 10 speed. Every new bicycle purchased at Globe Supply comes fully assembled and carries a 90-day service and maintenance guarantee. You can also have your bike repaired by experienced mechanics at Globe. For all your bicycle accessories and parts for English or American bikes, shop Globe Supply, downtown Saratoga. Open daily from 8:30 to 6 p.m. and Friday nights till 9.
Personal service you can trust. There's only one place in town where you can still find this is true. Ernst Brothers. For 3 generations, Ernst Brothers has served the Saratoga County homeowner, and that tells it all. For your aluminum siding work this summer, call George Ernst, and he'll give you a free estimate. Dependability speaks for itself, and after 3 generations of hard and dependable work, Ernst Brothers is ready to serve you. So phone 584-1859 for Ernst Brothers.
The New York Mets in their half of the first. It will be Willie Mays, Bud Harrelson, and John Milner as the first 3 batters against Mike Caldwell. Caldwell with a record of 2-4 this year. He has no decisions against the Mets lifetime, and he has won 3 and lost 4 in his major league career. Padres out in the first half inning. And now the Mets coming up for the first time. They won the first game 2-0. Willie Mays had 1 base hit and 3 times up in the first game and 2 walks. He now leads the club in walks with 41. Harrelson has 40. He's the on-deck batter. Mays on base three times in that first game, but he did not score. And the first pitch is in for a call strike. Mays hitting 240, has 31 hits, 41 walks. He's been on base 72 times in his first 46 ball games. One strike pitch, hit hard at the shortstop, fielded there by Hernandez, the throw to first in time for the out. That'll bring up Bud Harrelson. Bud had a base hit in five times up, but it's robbed of a base hit in that first ball game. Harrelson hitting 206. And Mike Caldwell with a pitch, a line shot foul, strike one. Final score, Boston defeated Minnesota 2-0. A three-hitter pitched by Lynn McGrathen. His first win, he's lost one. The losing pitcher, Ray Corbin. Juan Benitez had a home run, his first. He came in the sixth with no one on for the Red Sox. Next pitch to Harrelson, low and outside. Sinking fastball, 1-1. The report on Wayne Garrett, a strained left knee. And not emphasized, not serious, according to team physician Dr. Peter Lamont. And a pitch low, and it's two balls and one strike.
No discussion on TV, doctor. Report from Dr. Lamont, the medical counselor on Garrett, is left knee and close.
Mets are walking wounded. They have all kinds of injuries. And really, only one game out is almost a miracle. Next pitch is called strike, 2-2. Rusty Staub, Cleon Jones, Boswell is playing. He spiked. Tommy Agee, Dave Marshall, sick today. Milner is playing, but with a pulled groin muscle. Next pitch hit hard to left fielder, base hit. Harrelson continues to hit the ball hard. Rounds at first base and holds there, and the Mets have their first hit of the game. They never bring up John Milner. He was 0 for 3 in the first game, batting at 289. Billy Mays is playing. He also has a slight Charlie horse. Harrelson on first, one away. Milner, a left-hand batter. Milner with 8 home runs, 19 RBI. And he takes low and outside a ball. Mets now 5.5 games ahead of the Chicago Cubs. Throw to first base, Harrelson back. Harrelson had a stolen base in the first game. He leads the club with 6 in 8 attempts. One ball, no strikes. Next pitch, popped up back at third. Going back, a tough chance for the third baseman is Dave Roberts, and he makes the over-the-head catch. Good play in foul territory. Harrelson back to first base after the catch, and it brings up Jim Fregosi. Fregosi was 0 for 2 in the first game, and he was the center of big controversy in the third, with the bases loaded in a 3-2 count. Clay Kirby, the starting pitcher, threw a 3-2 curveball way outside. Must have been a foot off the plate, but Fregosi started the swing. He held up. The wire called it ball four, walked in a run. First base umpire at that time was Andy Olson. He verified the call, but Don Zimmer, the manager of the Padres, got kicked out arguing the play. Throw to first base, Harrelson back. No tag by Colbert. So the Mets led 1-0 with a walk coming. Fourth in a run, and then Cranepool, next batter, walked in a 3-2 pitch. Mets had their two runs for the ball game. It held up as they won 2-0. Again, a throw to first base. Again, Harrelson back easily. Fregosi hitting 251 with 4 home runs and 23 RBI. Time call as Fregosi steps out of the batter's box. Now the pitch. And it's outside the ball. Steven, that first game, pitching in one hitter, struck out 11. 38th time he has been in double figures in strikeouts in his major league career. called the count, and Pergosi takes a strike. One ball, one strike. Carlson, fairly good-sized lead. Does not go a pitch-out. It's ball two. 2-1. Fred Kendall is the catcher in this game. Pat Carilla was the catcher in the first game. Starting catcher, Lefrey, also caught. 2-1. Here's the pitch. Hit hard to center field, going back in. Cheater, can he get to it? He cannot. It is off the wall. Carlson rounding third, and he's going to be sent in. And he scores, and the Mets lead 1-0. Pergosi goes in with a stand-up double on a drive that took one hop against the 4-10 mark in center field, and the Mets lead 1-0 on Pergosi's 24th run batted in. We pause now for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
102.3 in your FM dial. In Saratoga Springs, New York, the voice of Mets baseball, this is WKAJ FM.
Rob Kiner along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from Jay City. And the Mets batting in the first. They lead 1-0, and the batter coming up is Jim Beecham. Jim playing for the first time in left field for the Mets. And the first pitch, swung on a miss, strike one. Pergosi at second base with his long double. And a run batted in. His double is ninth this year. Caldwell back, and the pitch is swung on a miss. Strike two. At the start of the game, Rusty Staub was hitting pepper in the bullpen for the Mets. He also did that in the first ball game. He is dying to get back in the lineup. The Mets need him. Two-strike delivery. It is just outside. One ball, two strikes. Stop with that. What they think is now a sprained right wrist. 1-2 pitch. Beecham misses on the swing and it's strike three. The side retired. First strikeout for Mike Caldwell. In the inning, one run on two hits, no errors, a man left at second. And the score at the end of one. The New York Mets won, the San Diego Padres nothing.
Take to the country with camping and backpacking equipment from Walton Sports Shop in Saratoga Springs. Ask Bob Walton to show you his complete selection of equipment. He has backpacks and racks in modern lightweight construction, as well as tents especially designed for backpacking. Dunham's hiking shoes will get you off on the right foot, and every hiker or camper will want a snug, lightweight sleeping bag, canteen, mess kit, hatchet, or knife. For the real backcountry hikers, Walton's has topographical maps for virtually all of New York State, including the Adirondack Park, as well as special maps of hiking paths. Ask about their selection of compasses, too. And for those who especially like water, Walton's carries a selection of inflatable boats and rafts. For all your sporting needs, check Walton Sports Shop, Lake Avenue and Henry Street in Saratoga Springs. Walton, help sports be more fun.
It's the top of the second inning. The Mets leading 1-0 in the second ball game. They won the first 2-0 on Seaver's one hitter. And for the Padres, it'll be Larry Stahl. Larry, a former Met, was a pinch hitter in the first ball game in the eighth inning. He walked in a 3-2 pitch. Stahl hitting 236, and Gentry's first pitch, a changeup over a call strike. Between games, Bob Murphy interviewed Tom Seaver about losing the one hitter in the ninth inning. One strike pitch, high and away. Stahl walked with two men out in the eighth on a 3-2 pitch, and also just that walk after fouling off a lot of pitches on a 3-2 pitch. Seaver had to work hard in the eighth. Did he mention anything about that, Bob, in the interview? Did not, huh? Next pitch is in for a strike, and it's 1-2. Ninth inning, you got Dave Roberts on a weak ground ball in a second, but then Leron Lee hit a good pitch, a jamming fastball into the center field. He broke his bat for the only hit of the game. Homer then hit into a double play to end the game and give Seaver a shutout. Next pitch to Stahl is high, and the count 2-2. Gentry back. 2-2 pitch grounded in the hole. The ball through by Mays. Knocked down by Boswell. No play at first base as Gentry covers, and Stahl has a base hit. Mays went off the bag but couldn't get to it. So the first hit off Gentry, it puts a runner at first representing the tying run, and it brings up John Jeter. Jeter, a pinch hitter in the first ball game, struck out. Batting 230 for the year, 5 home runs, 12 RBI. Mets leading 1-0. San Diego with a runner at first, no one out in the top of the second. First pitch, outside and low, it's ball one. Pitch. Jeter misses the fastball. It's 1-1. Gentry lifetime and is pitching for the Mets. One game under 500. 37-38. Next pitch is hit foul down the first base side. Into the stands, out of play. Ball, two strike count. The sun shining brightly on this 4th of July. Big crowd on hand. The Mets' next home doubleheader will be on August 1st. It'll be the Philadelphia Phillies and Swineider. Next pitch ground to second. It's made for a double play. Over to Harrelson on the first base. In time for double play. Boswell to Harrelson to Willie Mays, and Mays with a good stretch, taking the throw a little offline and completing the double play. Gotta bring up Fred Kendall, the catcher. Kendall batting 206, one home run, 5 RBI. Right hand batter. Gentry with his first delivery. It's over, a call strike. And a pitch back low. One ball, one strike. Mets have won 5 and lost 2 to the Padres this year. Next pitch is popped up to second base. Boswell back, shading from the sun, is under the ball. He makes the catch. And the side retires. No runs, one hit, no errors, a double play, and no one left. And the score after 1.5 innings, the Mets won, the San Diego Padres nothing.
Are you in casual dress? What a wonderful restaurant to eat and relax in. Visit the Club Circle Restaurant and Motel. From soup to antipasto for two, the menu is sure to include something you'll like. Have the time of your life. Visit the Winston at the Club Circle Restaurant and Motel, out Crescent Avenue on Lake Lonely. What a welcome pleasure.
This is Peter Reese talking about a name you ought to know. DeVoe Acrylic One Coat. It says all you need to know about a great way to protect your house. DeVoe means 200 years of painting know-how. Acrylic means a tough modern coating that keeps any kind of weather away from the wood. One coat? Well, one coat means just that. Next time you get ready to paint your house, get the paint with the name that says it all. DeVoe Acrylic One Coat.
Rainbow Coat Assurance Guarantees are from DeVoe and Sanity.
We're going to the bottom of the second inning. The Mets leading 1-0 after winning the first game 2-0. And for the Mets, it will be their handyman, Seth Martinez, to lead off. Seth's 3-for-4 in the first game. He has hit in 10 of his last 12 ball games. He's raised his average. All all the way up to 290. He has played second, short, and third for the Mets, left field, center field, and right field. He has been most valuable for the Mets with a tremendous amount of injuries. On the mound, Ralph Michael Caldwell. First pitch is low and outside. It's ball one. And the 1-0 pitch by the left-hander, high and away. It's ball two. Last year, Caldwell with San Diego was in six games. Won one, lost none. The 2-0 pitch. Swung on and missed, 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Line to right center field. Another base hit for Ted Martinez. He rounds at first base and holds there as Larry Dahl gets to the ball and gets it back in. So Martinez now 4-for-5 in a doubleheader. That's after his third base hit. And it brings up Jerry Grody. Ted Martinez has now hit in 11 of his last 13 ball games. His average continuing to climb on up, hitting close to the 300 mark. Jerry Grody did not play in the first ball game. He's batting 225. Three home runs, 16 runs batted in. Mets leading 1-0. No one out, bottom half of the second. And the pitch is low and ball one. Duffy Dyer caught the first ball game. Duffy was 0-for-3 with a walk. So the first base, Martinez back. Martinez stole third in the first ball game. So the Padres are aware that he can fly. Again, the throw to first base. Again, Martinez back easily. Next pitch to the plate, and it's low for ball two. Two balls, no strike. Martinez edging off at first. Here's the pitch. Grody bounces it out towards second base. Thomas fields the ball in front of the baseline and throws backhanded to the shortstop covering at second for the force play. And Grody exchanges that first base as Martinez is out. Covering up Ken Boswell, who replaced Wayne Garrett, who was injured on a play at second base when Thomas slid into him and bruised his knee. Boswell batting for the first time in the doubleheader. He's batting 175. Left-hand batter in the first pitch by the left-hand pitcher is outside and low. It's ball one. The attendance here today, 41,726. Paid attendance of 40,460. Next pitch to Boswell is swung on and fouled down in the dirt. Mets close to the million mark now as they pick up another big day. Pitch to Boswell, hit hard right at the first baseman Colbert. He fields the ball, throws to the shortstop covering second. The throw back to first base is in time, and it's a 3-6-3 double play as Boswell hits into the double play to end the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on base in the score at the end of two. The Mets won, the San Diego Padres nothing.
Many people today are finding it hard to find a home within their price range. Well, here's a tip. See the folks at Holiday Manor Mobile Homes and find out what they can offer. They can supply a mobile home to suit your budget. You pick the interior decor, and you can even custom plan the floor plan to suit your requirements. Holiday Manor can help you find a home you can afford and one that's designed to your needs. They represent a full line of mobile homes, including modulars and regular 12-wide homes. They're fully staffed and fully equipped. A fully trained service crew can set up your home and keep it in top repair. When the question of financing comes up, Holiday Manor is ready to help. They can arrange virtually unlimited numbers of loans, and they'll work with you to keep the down payment and the monthly charges within your budget. So visit Holiday Manor Mobile Homes. You'll get the best buy for you in a mobile home at Holiday Manor. Now with two locations, Route 50 between Boston Spa and Saratoga, and 1 mile north of the Latham Traffic Circle.
Well, the Mets now have drawn $989,436 paid. So in their ball game tomorrow night, providing the weather is okay, and the Mets take on the Padres in the final game between these two clubs here at Shea, the Mets will go over the 1 million mark for home attendance. Tomorrow night is John Matlack pitching. He has a record of 8-4 against Steve Arlen, who has won 7 in Las Vegas. Now Gary Gentry to start off against Angel Hernandez. He hits a fly ball to left field, chasing Beacham back in the warning track. He's under the ball, and he makes the catch. Hernandez batting 188, flying out to left field on the first pitch. That'll bring up the pitcher, Mike Caldwell. Caldwell, a right-hand batter. He's a left-hand pitcher. Caldwell has been up 10 times. He has yet to have a base hit. Gentry's pitch is low and outside the ball. Next pitch is over, a called strike, 1-1. One delivery. Again over, a fastball, called strike two. 1-2. Mets leading 1-0 and won the first game 2-0. A one-hitter by John Seaver came in the ninth inning with one out. Next pitch is on inside, a foul tip, and Caldwell is out. That'll be recorded as a swinging strike, and Jeffrey gets his first strikeout. Brings up Gerald Thomas, who walked in a 3-2 pitch his first time up. Thomas hitting 241, one home run, 14 RBI. Thomas at the start of the season said he was going to break Maury Wills' stolen base record of 104 one season. And he looked for the strike, strike one. Thomas had 4 stolen bases and 8 attempts. Next pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. Two strikeouts, entry into the windup, and the pitch is fouled off. Once again, the sign's out for Gentry. And again, it's two-strike pitch. Fastball high and away, 1-2. Next delivery, curveball bounced through the middle, fielded by the center fielder Martinez as the ball cannot be reached by Bud Harrelson. The ball might have been touched by Gentry as he reached back with his bare hand. Ball not hit hard, but right through the middle. Second base hit for the Padres this ballgame, and Thomas has his first hit of the day. He's now 1-for-5. That brings up Dave Roberts. Roberts hit him to a force play his first time up. Mets leading 1-0. The Padres are the runner at first base, 2 men out, and the runner going. The pitch is outside. The throw by Brody is in plenty of time, and Thomas is thrown out for the fifth time, and nine tries to drive the car. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on base. And the score at the end of 2.5 innings, the Mets won, the Padres up.
Love just one. Don't miss love. You miss the fun. Love is all. Love just one. Don't miss.
the bottom of the third. The Mets leading 1-0 in the first batter for the Mets. The pitcher, Gary Gentry. The Mets have one run on three hits. Padres have no runs and two hits. One final score in the National League. Cincinnati stops the hot Cardinals 6-1. Grimsley, the winning pitcher, and Sayo thinks the loser. Cardinals now 7 games back in fourth place. Mets and winning their first game, 1 game back of the Pirates in second. Chicago, 6.5 games out. They're in third place. Gentry has been up 29 times. He's had 3 hits. And the left-hander's first pitch, a high fastball, ball one. Mike Caldwell with a record of 2-4. 1-0 pitch. Gentry has a hard swing at a fastball, 1-1. It'll be Gentry, Willie Mays, and Bud Harrelson as the Mets' first three batters here in the third. Next pitch is hit foul back into the stands, 1-2. Next pitch again foul off, this one right in the Mets' dugout. So the count remains 1-2. A swing and a foul ball, and the count stays at 1-2. There's a drive to deep left center. Ball going over the head of Leroy Lee. One hop against the fence. Gentry goes in with a stand-up double. Gentry's first extra base hit. A long drive. One hop against the 371 mark. So the Mets get their fourth base hit in the ball game. That's Gentry's fourth of the season. He's been up 30 times. And it brings up Willie Mays. He had a base hit and 3 times up with 2 walks. Really having to play in doubleheaders and what have you. But the Mets shorthanded. He has responded with a tremendous job. Mets leading 1-0. They have a runner at second with no one out. And the first pitch to Willie Mays. He bunts it out toward the first base side. It's fielded by the pitcher. Mays on the sacrifice moves Gentry over to third. Mays trying to push that ball by the pitcher, but he couldn't quite get it out far enough. Caldwell came off the mound to field the ball. He went down to both knees to field it, but he got up and threw Mays out at first. So on the sacrifice, the runner at third base with one man out and Bud Harrelson coming up. Bud singled his first time up and has scored the only run of the ball game. He's batting 209. Leads the club in runs scored with 36. He has 52 base hits. Padres playing their infield in for play at the plate. And the first pitch is hard to left field. It'll be back there where it is caught by Lee, but tagged up at third base is Gentry. He scores easily. So Harrelson on the sacrifice fly puts the Mets ahead 2-0. His 13th run batted in. Bunt by Willie Mays, setting up the chance for the runner to score on a sacrifice fly. Now John Milner coming up. Milner was out on a foul ball his first time up. Left-hand batter against the left-hand pitcher. The first pitch is inside a ball. Milner hitting a 287. Next pitch is lined, but the shortstop, Hernandez, makes a one-handed catch as he moves to his left side and the side retires. Hard hit ball right at Enzo Hernandez. In the inning, no one run on one hit, no errors, and no one left on base in the score at the end of three. The Mets 2, the San Diego Padres 0.
This is Shirley Jones with a warning. At least one member of most families has a serious medical problem or an acute allergy. In case of an emergency, it is imperative that such a person receive the right medical treatment at the right time. To protect yourself and your loved ones, wear a MedAlert bracelet or necklace with a warning of your medical problem inscribed on the back. It is recognized everywhere. Write MedAlert, Turlock, California. That's MedAlert, Turlock, T-U-R-L-O-C-K, California.
Generations of reliable personal service to Saratoga County homeowners provides the best reason for calling Ernst Brothers for that aluminum siding job you've been contemplating. Ernst Brothers still gives you dependable service, backed by factory-guaranteed materials. And where else will you find the head of the business himself, George Ernst, still available to give you free estimate on any siding work? Ernst Brothers has given you three generations of service, and that's just the beginning. Ernst Brothers, 584-1859.
Going to the top of the fourth inning, the Mets, of course, can carry a roster of 25 men, but the Mets down to about 18 with all the injuries they've had, and they're banking on the pitching of Gary Gentry here in the second game of the doubleheader. The first game won by Tom Seaver 2-0. Tom getting a one-hit ball game, giving up the only base hit with one out in the ninth inning. Now Gentry working on a ball game, leading by a score of 2-0, and here for the play-by-play as we go to the fourth, Bob Murphy.
All right, Ralph. Dave Roberts, the rookie third baseman, will lead off against Gary Gentry. The list of the New York Mets injuries, Cleon Jones out with a bad elbow. Rusty Thigh with a sprained tendon in the right wrist. Tommy Agee, a bad hamstring pull. Wayne Garrett out with a knee injury. Willie Mays is playing, although he has a muscle pull. Dave Marshall missing the doubleheader today with an upset stomach. John Milner playing, although he has a groin injury. Kenny Boswell playing, although he has a laceration. Gentry is pitch on the way. Low outside, it's ball one. Dave Roberts reached on a force play in the first inning. In the first game, Roberts was 0 for 4. Now Gentry with a semi, no wind-up delivery, way outside, two balls and no strikes. Crowd of 40,000 for the Twin Bell at Shea this afternoon, and for a change, we've had marvelous baseball weather. Now Gentry siding in the 2-0 delivery, hit in the air to center field. Ambling back, Teddy Martinez, he looks through the glasses, makes the catch. Well, keeping Teddy Martinez busy in center field. That is his third putout. Leron Lee hit a fly ball all the way to the fence in deep right center in the first inning, and Teddy Martinez came back to the wall to get it. Crowd here at Shea booing Leron Lee because he had the only hit off Tom Seaver in the first game, and it came with one out in the ninth inning. The infield and the outfield playing Leron Lee around the right. Now the pitch thrown by Gentry, lined hard up the middle, a solid base hit by Leron Lee. He has been up among the league's top batters all year long. So Leron Lee has the third San Diego hit. He's on, and it brings up Nate Colbert. When Tom Seaver gave up the base hit to Leron Lee in the ninth inning of the first game, he didn't have a moment to feel sorry for himself. He had to get right back on the mound and get Nate Colbert out. The score was 2-0. Low and outside, one ball and no strikes. Power hitter Nate Colbert, right-hand batter waiting. The pitch by Gentry, good pitch over the outside corner, one ball and one strike. Tomorrow night, the final game of the three-game series with San Diego. John Matlack will be after his ninth win of the year. He has a rugged mound opponent in Steve Arlen. And a grounder that has hit down the third foul. No play. Pagosi Hanlon gets throwing on to second base for the foul ball. Leron Lee, not realizing the ball was foul, slid hard into Kenny Boswell. He was trying to break up a double play. Count one ball, two strikes on big Nate Colbert. He flies to center his first time up. Tate has 15 home runs and 46 RBIs, both figures leading the San Diego ball club. That's for the infield, looking for the double play. Seaver got Colbert to hit into a game-ending double play in the ninth inning of the opener. Pitching 1-2. Just missed. Low outside, two balls and two strikes. Bob Skinner coaching at third for San Diego with Dave Garcia on the coaching lines at first. By winning the opener, the Mets now have won 5 of 7 from San Diego this year. Mets would like very much to sweep this doubleheader. Inside to Nate Colbert, 3-2. If the Mets can sweep, should Pittsburgh lose tonight, the Mets and Pirates would be in a virtual tie for the lead of the Eastern Division. Pirates would lead by 3 percentage points. Right now, the Mets are 16 games over 500. Let's keep an eye now on Leron Lee with a full count. He might be running. Jerry Grody threw out Darryl Thomas in the third inning for the last out of the inning. He's holding up, and the curve is low, ball four. Gary Gentry walked Nate Colbert, and now the Padres have two men on with one out. We pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets baseball network.
FM Radio in Saratoga Springs, New York, bringing you New York Mets baseball. This is WKAJ 102.3 in your FM dial.
Padres are threatening. Mets lead by a score of 2-0. Larry Stahl, left-handed batting outfielder, waiting. Curve breaks over the line of the plate for a strike. Larry spent a brief period of time in the major leagues with the New York Mets. Not a bad hitter. He's a pull hitter, so the Mets play the outfield around the right. Around comes the arm, swing, and a foul tip. And the count strike two on Larry Stahl. Center fielder John Jeter is on deck. San Diego just starting a road swing. They go from New York to Philadelphia to Montreal. Then they go back to California, and the Mets go into San Diego. The two-strike delivery misses outside. The curve stayed wide. It's one ball and two strikes on the left-hand hitter. Eddie Martinez shaded toward right center. And John Milner playing a fairly deep right. Angle of the sun right now is pretty tough on the right fielder. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Gentry fanning Larry Stahl. For Gary Gentry, his second strikeout. And now the hitter is the center fielder, John Jeter. He hit into a 4-6-3 double play started by Kenny Boswell in the second. The catcher, Fred Kendall, comes out on deck. New York, 2 runs on 4 hits, no errors. San Diego, 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors. Now the pitch on the way. Taken outside and high. 1 ball and 0 strikes to right-hand hitter John Jeter. Formerly the property of the Pittsburgh Pirates. John Jeter and Ed Acosta came to San Diego late last year for Bob Miller. And a foul off the end of the bat. 1 ball and 1 strike. Leron Lee, the lead runner on second. Nate Colbert is on first base. Willie Mays looking in to see the sign. They're moving accordingly. And a grounder hit down to third for Gosey has it. Steps on third. Fourth play. The side is out. No runs, 1 hit, no errors. 2 were left on. At the end of 3.5 innings, the New York Mets 2 and the San Diego Padres 0. Well, the Dodgers and Giants pay their final visit to Shea Stadium on this homestand. The Dodgers will be here at Shea this Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday afternoon. With the Giants coming in for action on Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday afternoon. Right now, the Dodgers have been struggling. The Giants have been hot. Dave Kingman and raised his home run to total to 20. He is only one behind the major league leader, Johnny Bench. Willie McCovey is back in action for the Giants. And, of course, there's the exciting Bobby Bonds and Sam McDowell. We hope you're planning to see some of the action on the current homestead. Let's play San Diego tomorrow night, the Dodgers Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. Giants next Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday afternoon. The advanced sale window here at Shea Stadium opens 7 days a week for your convenience. If you prefer to get your tickets in Manhattan, the ticket outlet is at Grand Central Station. On Long Island, it's at Macy's and the Walt Whitman Shopping Center in Huntington. Additionally, ticket reservations can be made at all Howard Close stores. Jim Ragosi hit a long double to center field, driving home Bud Harrelson in the first inning. Ragosi will lead off against young left-hander Mike Caldwell in the last half of the fourth inning. Caldwell into his windup. Here's the pitch, and it's over for a call strike. Padres will tell you that Mike Caldwell reminds them a great deal of Ron Paranofsky. And the pitch on the way. Screwball on the outside corner, strike two. Mike Caldwell pitched at North Carolina State. This is only his second year in professional baseball. Two-strike delivery inside moves the hitter, Jim Ragosi, away from the plate. One ball and two strikes. Jim Beecham on deck, then Ted Martinez. And a foul tip into the dirt near home plate. One ball and two strikes. Teddy Martinez is having quite a doubleheader. He already has four hits in five times at bat. Here's the windup of the pitch by Caldwell. A grounder smacked down the third. Dave Roberts up with it, throws across to meet Colbert. That retires Jim Ragosi, one man away. Jim Beecham was struck out his first time up. Beecham, a first baseman, playing in left field in the second game here today. The Mets have so many injuries that Yogi really had to puzzle and work in order to get a lineup for the second ballgame. He has Beecham and Martinez both in the outfield, and both the associated with being infielders. And a ground ball hits the short, taken in the hole. Hernandez throws wide, and Beecham is on. Wide throw by Enzo Hernandez. Pull Nate Colbert off the bag. Nate tried to make the tag as Beecham came by, but he's been reaching it. And they're going to score that, a base hit for Jim Beecham. Ball was hit in the hole, but it was handled clean by Hernandez. He made a wide throw.
He also took a lot of time making the throw.
I would have to score that one there. Teddy Martinez has raised his average down to 295. 4 for 5 of this doubleheader and a ground ball down to first. Colbert to Hernandez for one, back to first. No, not in time. Caldwell, the pitcher, handling the throw at first base. Two outs and one on. Martinez on first base. Jerry Grody coming up. Grody is 0 for 1. He reached on a force play his first time at bat. The Mets lead San Diego 2-0. We're in the bottom half of the fourth inning. The Mets won the opener 2-0, a one-hit shutout by Tom Seaver. For Tom, the third one-hitter of his Mets baseball career. The other two are against Philadelphia and Chicago. Kenny Boswell comes out on deck. And a foul off the end of the bat, coming back up into the crowd. No play. San Diego used five pitchers, although it was a 2-0 ball game in the opener. Mets grabbed the early lead, scoring both of their runs in the third. So the Padres were in a position where they had to put up pinch hitters to try and get even. High outside, one ball, one strike to Jerry Grody. Colbert holding against Teddy Martinez. And the pitch to Grody, a ground ball. Up with the ball is Roberts on a nifty play. And he throws the second force play on Martinez. And Dave Roberts looks like a pretty impressive young ball player around third base.
He made a good pickup of a hard-hit ground ball. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. At the end of four innings, here at Shea, the New York Mets 2, the San Diego Padres nothing.
I'm Jack Lemmon, here to talk about emergencies and about Medic Alert. The Medic Alert emblem is an internationally recognized sign of serious medical problem or acute allergy, and it should be worn as a bracelet or neck tag by everyone who needs it, and that's very possibly someone in your family. If you need it, wear it. If you see it worn by someone who needs help, call Medic Alert, Turlock, California. For further information and for application, write Medic Alert, Turlock, California.
From an inflatable hospital in the combat area to a military hospital back home, today's casualties of war are many. This is Milton Berle. I just want you to know that there is an organization that cares. It's the Disabled American Veterans, the DAV. 4 million veterans helped in 50 years. Get the facts. Write DAV, Washington, D.C.
San Diego catcher Fred Kendall leading off against Gary Gentry, top of the fifth inning. Curve is high, ball one. We said Tom Seaver posted his third one-hitter. It was his fourth. We overlooked the one against Pittsburgh last year. The 1-0 delivery and a high fly ball hit right down the left field line. Beecham moving over near the line is under it and has it for the out. So Kendall retired by Gary Gentry with the help of Jim Beecham, one down. Enzo Hernandez coming up. Hernandez skied to left his first time at bat. The only other afternoon action in the National League, Cincinnati beat St. Louis 6-1 to cool the Cardinals off. Flying drive, a solid base hit to left field by Enzo Hernandez. Beecham up with it, plays the ball back in to Buddy Harrelson. This will bring up Mike Caldwell, the San Diego pitcher. St. Louis had won seven in a row. They were cooled off this afternoon by Ross Grimsley. The Reds winning 6-1. St. Louis used six pitchers in that ballgame. Al Fregosi will shorten up looking for the bunt from Mike Caldwell. Left-hand pitcher, but a right-hand hitter. The pitch by Gentry. He bunts the ball and pops it up. And who's going to take it? Nobody grabs it. They throw to first. Now they have a chance for a double play. Boswell runs Hernandez towards second. Harrelson tags him out, a double play. Well, the Mets made a mistake and got a double play out of it. The bunt was popped in the air out in front of the plate. Any one of four men could have caught the ball. Grody, Gentry, Willie Mays, or Fregosi, they all let it drop, and Grody picked it up. Alertly through to first base, where Boswell handled the throw. That took care of Caldwell. And then Boswell ran Hernandez towards second and flipped the ball to Buddy Harrelson, who made the tag for the double play. No runs, one hit, no errors, and none left. At the end of four and a half innings, the New York Mets 2 and the San Diego Padres nothing.
For fast personal service, shop Globe Supply, downtown Saratoga. The store with over 10,000 different items always in stock. For the do-it-yourselfer, Globe Supply has electrical supplies, hardware, automotive supplies, household appliances, and a large assortment of garden tools. You will find a bonded locksmith on the premises at all times. If you need a lock repaired, a key duplicated, or a lock changed, call Globe Supply. You will find plenty of free parking at the rear of the store, and Globe Supply is open daily from 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday nights till 9.
Sports fans, if it's happening in sports, you can bet you'll find it in the Saratoga, in the Tri-County News, or Sunday. You'll find the most total package of weekend sports, including all the late West Coast games in the Sunday edition. If you don't believe it, take a look at this week's Sunday edition. At the Saratoga Sports Department, they say, compare us to anybody. Make sure you're up to date on sports. Call the customer service department in Saratoga, 584-4242, in Glens Falls, 793-7111, or 793-7177. Be a sport. Read the Saratoga, the Tri-County News, or the Sunday edition.
Leading off in the last half of the fifth inning. Looking back over that double play on the bunt, it might very well have been that any one of four, possibly Jerry Grody, yelled to let the ball drop. That has always been a pet play with the New York Mets, particularly with Tom Seaver and with Jerry Grody. And a line drive hit up the middle by Ken Boswell for a base hit. Anytime there's a runner on first base in a bunt situation, Jerry Grody usually will go out and tell the pitcher, be alert now for the pop-up. Because if you can glue that runner to first base, let it drop, and throw to first in time to get the batter, then you have a tag play and a great chance for a double play. Well, we have a check now from the dugout, and Yogi Berra yelled, says that Gary Gentry yelled trap it. So it was Gentry who yelled to let the ball drop. Kenny Boswell on first with a single, and now San Diego looks for the bunt with Gary Gentry up. He bunts the ball, foul, strike one. That time is called, and Fred Kendall goes out to talk with Mike Caldwell. He might very well be going out to talk to him about the same thing, be it. Heads up now in case he pops the ball in the air. If that ball popped up on the bunt out in front of the plate, and that runner has to stay at first base. He's trapped there. Here's the pitch on the way, high inside. The key to it is making that play at first base quickly, so you still have plenty of time to get the runner after he breaks for second. One ball and one strike on Gary Gentry. That's leading 2-0, bottom half of the fifth inning. And a throw to first by Mike Caldwell, just lobbed over to Nate Colbert. Boswell is on first. He singled up the middle, leading off in the last of the fifth inning. And a throw to first, not in time. Dave Roberts, the San Diego third baseman, is playing halfway in toward the plate against the bunt. Gentry's last time up, he hit a long double to left center, and he bunts foul off to the right. One ball and two strikes to Gary Gentry. Dave Roberts remains in close at third. They count one ball and two strikes on Gentry. That's trying to move Boswell over with Willie Mays on deck. The 1-2 pitch, and it's over. Strike three called. Gentry is called out. Second strike out for Mike Caldwell. Willie Mays coming up. Willie had 1-for-3 in the first game. A bounce to short and sacrifice to help build a run in the third inning of this game. Nate Colbert holds against Kenny Boswell. And Caldwell's delivery is on the edge for a call strike. The pitch to Willie Mays, way inside. Willie had to get his feet out of the way. It's one ball and one strike. Bud Harrelson is on deck. Buddy has singled and knocked a run in with a fly ball to left. Now the pitch. And the sinker is in the dirt, but no advance. Ball got under the feet of Freddie Kendall. So it's 2-1 to Willie Mays. Well, we have some real superb baseball weather here today. It's quite a treat. Now, Fred Kendall asked for Tab, and he's going over to the dugout. I believe he wants to get another miss. And last sinker that was in the dirt that he had to block. So he goes to the dugout, gets another catcher's mitt, and comes back. The count is 2-1 on Willie Mays. Willie hitting .238 on the year. But his on-base percentage has been real outstanding. A 2-1 delivery. Breaking ball over the inside corner about knee-high, 2-2. Well, Willie Mays, you got to give him a lot of credit. He's been playing day in and day out. Here he is playing both games of the doubleheader today because of the number of injuries that have hit the Mets. The 2-2 pitch, towering fly ball into shallow right field. Larry Stahl comes up under it and makes the catch. 2 men away now in the last of the fifth inning, and Bud Harrelson bats for the third time. Bud has hit the ball hard in this doubleheader. He singled to left and later scored in the first inning. He came home on a double by Jim Fregosi. And then he drove home Gary Gentry with a line drive to deep left that was caught in the third inning. Mike Caldwell starting Buddy off with a fastball over the outside corner, strike one. Caldwell, a 23-year-old lefty from North Carolina State. And a well-hit drive toward the gap in left center, coming hard at the left fielder, Leron Lee, and he makes the catch for the out. And again, Harrelson hits the ball hard, but Leron Lee closed ground, running to the power alley and picked it off. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. 5 innings completed, Jay. The New York Mets 2, the San Diego Padres nothing.
Are you sure you have the right checking account? Well, look to us. Yes, look to us at the Adirondack Trust Company, 473 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, for all your banking needs. We're a full-service bank. Look to us for checking accounts. At Adirondack Trust, we have a wide range of checking accounts that can help you in your financial life by paying bills and keeping records straight. Come in and let us help you choose the right checking account for you, depending on the number of checks you write each month. As a full-service bank, the Adirondack Trust Company has a complete range of services that helps you do all your banking in one convenient place. So look to us for help with the checking accounts, with savings, and with loans. Remember, helping is our business, helping people, helping business, helping our community. That's our business. And a reminder to look for the grand opening of our new office, the West Church office of the Adirondack Trust Company. Come in and look us over. It's all modern and it's all new. And we're looking forward to seeing you at our grand opening soon. That's the West Church office of the Adirondack Trust Company.
In the sixth inning, San Diego will have the top of the batting order coming up against Gary Gentry. Leadoff batter Darrell Thomas has reached on a walk, and he singled to center and then was caught stealing on a good throw by Jerry Grody. Inside and low, ball one. Darrell Thomas, the rookie, batting at 245. San Diego dealt with Houston, trying to get a man to tighten up their infield when they made the deal to get Darrell Thomas. Foul ball, back up against the screen, one ball, one strike. Third baseman Dave Roberts on deck, and then Leron Lee. At a curve lined in the center field, a base hit. Eddie Martinez moving up on it. So Darrell Thomas has been on base 3 times in a row. He hit a curve into right center for a clean single. 5 hits for San Diego. They have all been singles and scattered. Dave Roberts has reached on a force play and flied to center. Dave Roberts is 21 years old, a rookie just out of the University of Oregon. Foul ball, straight back, strike one. The infield is looking for the double play and set up straight away against the right-hand batter. Ed Martinez playing center field, a couple of strides to left center. It's in the dirt, gets away from Grody, and the runner will move. Darrell Thomas goes on to second. Breaking ball by Gentry was in the dirt. And the official score says it's a pass ball charged to Jerry Grody. But it was a curve ball that was in the dirt and hit against the shin guards of Grody. Skinner coming down from the coaching lines at third to talk now with Dave Roberts, the third baseman. The Mets lead 2-0. We're in the top of the sixth. The 1-1 delivery. Ground ball hits slowly. Moving in is Boswell. He grabs the hop. Throws to Willie Mays in time for the out. And Darrell Thomas legs it over to third. Up the leading hitter of the San Diego ball club, left fielder Leron Lee. He has
a slide to deep center and single to center, one for two. Leron Lee is batting a .313. His 70th base hit of the year was the only hit off Tom Seaver in the first ballgame. It came with one out of the ninth inning. Let's have the infield back. They will concede a run. Here's the pitch. And a line drive base hit to left by Leron Lee. Darryl Downes coming in to score. And the ball is bobbled by Jim Beecham, and Leron Lee goes into second base. So it's 2-1, and the tying run is on second. It'll be a single, a run batted in, and an error is charged to Jim Beecham, which enabled Leron Lee to go into scoring position. Nate Colbert, the cleanup batter, faces Gentry with a chance to tie up the ball game or put his team in front. Around comes the arm, foul, straight back, strike one. Nate Colbert has flied to center and drawn a walk. Each team with six base hits, New York leading 2-1. One out and one on, top of the sixth inning. Padres have just scored their first run of the afternoon. And Gentry steps off. Colbert is a right-hand power hitter who pulls the ball, then the infield and the outfield, and let's play him around the left. The pitch by Gary, a high fly, hits a shallow center. Moving up in under it is Teddy Martinez, and he has it. Leron Lee will hold at second base. 2 men away, the batter is Larry Stahl, playing right field and batting fifth in the order. Stahl has one hit and two times at bat. We pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
Home of the New York Mets, WKAJ, in Saratoga Springs, 102.3 in your FM dial.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner. Gary Gentry delivering to Larry Stahl, and a curve breaks in for a call strike. Leron Lee is on second base with 2 men away. Fastball moves the hitter back from the plate. 1-1. The Pirates play tonight. They'll be tackling the Astros in the Astrodome. One other afternoon game in the National League, the Reds beat the Cardinals 6-1. That snapped a 7-game win streak for the Redbirds. Foul ball, straight back, no play. The American League, the Red Sox beat Minnesota 2-0, and the Cleveland Indians defeated Texas 2-0. In the game at Fenway Park, Lynn McLaughlin, a rookie, pitched a three-hit shutout for the Boston win. Mike Kilkenny and Nick Pedro combined on a four-hit shutout as Cleveland beat Texas 2-0. 1-2. The pitch by Gary. Fouled at back of steers. He was jammed. Hit right off the pitch. Well, tradition has it that the team in first place on July the 4th will go on to win the pennant. Obviously, it has been true many times, and there have been many times that it has not been true. In 1969, when the Mets won the championship, they were not even challenging on July the 4th, but they were moving up. Ground ball, back of the mound, bobbled by Gentry. Plenty of time. He picks it up, throws to Willie, side retires. 1 run, 2 hits, 1 error, 1 left. At the end of 5.5 innings, the New York Mets 2 and the San Diego Padres 1.
Everything you need to know in pink and color is Jimbo. Rainbow colors, sugar free, dark, wonderful, and sunny. Touch it covered out orange, touch it covered thick or thin.
Paint a house or paint them all, touch it up or cover all.
Everything you need to know in pink and color is Jimbo.
Rainbow colors, sugar free, dark, wonderful, and sunny.
They can't see you. They're blind.
Come on, kids. Into the pool.
Rick Cross volunteer teaching them to swim. She's one of thousands who give their time and love and all kinds of services all over the country. Maybe you don't have the hours to give the Red Cross. But think, where do you fit in? The American Red Cross. People like you, helping people like you.
Last of the sixth inning, New York 2, San Diego 1. The Mets will have the heart of the batting order facing Mike Caldwell. John Milner, Jim Fregosi, and Jim Beecher. Milner playing with his leg wrapped very heavily. He has a muscle pull in the groin. In this game, Milner has fouled a third and lined out hard to short, nothing for two. Caldwell's pitch, breaking ball over the outside corner, strike one. Mike Caldwell, 23-year-old lefty, sinker ball pitcher, and a high infield pop-up. Darryl Thomas, the second baseman, comes in near the mound and takes it for the out. One out and nobody on. Now Jim Fregosi, his long double to center field brought home Bud Harrelson in the first inning. Jim was thrown out by the third baseman, Dave Roberts, his second time up. Fregosi with 24 runs batted in. High, outside, one ball and no strikes. Now Ray Sadecki starts to loosen up in the New York Mets bullpen. Breaking ball on the inside corner, a call strike. Next pitch by Mike Caldwell is fouled back up on the screen. He was jammed by the left-hander and the count is strike two. Tomorrow night, John Matlack with a record of 8-4 will pitch for New York against Steve Arlen. It's foul back upstairs. Arlen has turned in some outstanding ball games. He recently shut out the Pirates in Pittsburgh and followed that with a one-hitter. Two-strike delivery and a fly ball hit in the air to left center. Moving over is John Jeter, and he's under it and has it. Two outs and the base is clear in the bottom half of the sixth. Jim Beecham takes his turn to bat. Reached on a base hit to deep short in the fourth inning. One for two. Jim Beecham batting at 244. Buzz Capra getting up in the bullpen along with Ray Sadecki. And a fastball by Caldwell for a call strike on the outside corner. The base hits are even, and the score is 2-1 New York. And a fastball on the inside corner of strike. Ed Martinez is out on deck. Two-strike delivery. Hit foul by Beecham back toward the San Diego dugout. He joined us late. The Mets won the first game, 2-0, with Tom Seaver pitching a one-hit shutout. Foul ball coming straight back. Don Zimmer and Roger Craig changing the starting rotation of the Padres with Bill Greif and Fred Norman going to the bullpen. Mike Caldwell and Mike Corkins moving into the starting rotation along with Clay Kirby and Steve Arlen. Outside and low, one ball and two strikes. Pitching one and two. A swing and a miss. Beecham goes down swinging at a curveball. Third strikeout for Mike Caldwell. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. At the end of six innings, the New York Mets 2, the San Diego is 1.
How's your golf game? Would a new set of clubs help? Hi, this is Bob Walton with a good deal for you golfers. How about a Wilson Walker Cup set of golf clubs consisting of 1, 3, and 4 woods, and the 3 through 9 irons and a putter? This is regularly priced at $90. But come pick one up for $69.95. Also, if you take advantage of this special, we'll throw in three of those famous K-28 Wilson golf balls. Also, check us for golf shoes, bags, and carts. That's Walton Sports Shop.
John Jeter's up to lead off now for the Padres. And the seventh inning, Gentry's delivery, and it's bunted to the first base side. Gentry up with it, plays on it just in time. Gentry had a little trouble getting a grip on the ball. As he came up with it, he fired it on to Willie Mays at first in time to get Jeter, who had bunted his way out. So there's one man gone, and Fred Kendall is the batter. Kendall has been up twice. He popped the second, and he flied out to left field. Pat Corrales caught the first game of the doubleheader here today. Kendall bats number seven in the order. Gentry has struck out two, walked two. Kendall is a right-hand batter, and here's the pitch. Set up outside, it's ball one. Enzo Hernandez, the shortstop, is on deck. The Mets won the first game here today by a score of 2-0. There's a fastball low, so it's 2-0 to Kendall. Buzz Capra has joined Ray Sadecki in the Mets bullpen. Mets are leading the Padres by a score of 2-1. Gentry's 2-0 delivery now to Kendall. Swung on, foul back. It's out of play, and it's 2-1. Ross is up and throwing in the bullpen for the Padres. He appeared in relief in the first game here today. Here's a 2-1 delivery to Kendall, and it's in there for a call strike. Fastball at the knees. It's 2-2. It's been a beautiful baseball day here in New York. Coming on the heels of bad, bad weather. It's 2-2 pitch. Curveball hit in the air to left field. And going back his feet into the edge of the warning track. But he's there, and he makes the catch. So two men are on, nobody on, and Enzo Hernandez will be the batter. He has slid to left and had a base hit so far. Hitting 191 for the season. Pitch from Gentry to Hernandez. Curveball line into right field. It's in for a base hit. John Milner picks it up and plays it back. So Hernandez delivers a two-out single. Mike Caldwell is coming up. He has struck out and bunted into a double play so far. He's gone 0 for 12 this year at the plate. He's a right-hand batter. Gentry looks into Jerry Gordy for his sign as Willie Mays holds against the runner, Enzo Hernandez at first base. Gentry sets up and checks now. Here's the pitch, curveball, and it's right in there for a call strike. 0-1 to Caldwell, followed in the order by Darryl Thomas. Gentry again sets and checks, offers the pitch, fastball low, and it's 1-1. Last time the San Diego Padres were here, they took 2 of 3 from the New York Mets. They were leading by a goodly margin in the third game when the Mets came from behind to win it. Here's a 1-1 pitch to the runner going. Swung on, fouled off to the right side, out of play. That will bring Hernandez back. Count is 1-2. It's how well at the plate. This is the only scheduled doubleheader for the 4th of July in all the major leagues. One will be played in Atlanta, a twilight doubleheader between the Braves and the Cubs, but that was necessitated by an earlier rainout and postponement. This one is the only one scheduled. There's a let up to just miss, and he goes 2-2.
That was a time in the Major Leagues when the 4th of July meant doubleheaders all around for everybody. Entry hooks for a sign, and he gets it. Hernandez leads his first here to swing the ground ball towards short, charged by Harrelson. He overruns it, and all hands are safe. Bud tried the bare hand play. It scored as a base hit. Wasn't it hard? Just by the mound toward Harrelson, he tried to charge it and come up with it barehanded. Reached for it, but could not control it, so the official score says make it a base hit. Darryl Thomas is up now with a tying run in scoring position at second base and the possible go-ahead run on at first. Two men out, Padres batting in the seventh inning, the Mets leading them 2-1. Capra and Sudeikis continue to throw in the bullpen for the New York Mets. Padre runners leading at first and second as Gentry takes the sign. That's up now. Here's the pitch to Thomas. Swung on and hit in the air deep to right field. It's way back. Milner goes to the wall. Milner there. One hand just to the out. Milner one-handed the ball. Lean back against the wall and right, and the side is retired. Ball was hit a long way by Darryl Thomas. But it's no runs, two hits, no errors, and two left. And in the middle of the seventh inning, the score is the Mets 2 and the Padres 1.
Head for Lake Lonely and the Club Circle Restaurant and Motel. Like a horse and carriage, the races followed by the Club Circle go together. Lunch, dinner, or maybe just a little snack of cheese and crackers or clams, steamed or on the half shell. You'll find the atmosphere most relaxing at the Club Circle Restaurant and Motel, out Crescent Avenue on Lake Lonely. Come as you are.
This is E.G. Marshall for the American Optometric Association. All of us marvel at the wonder of television, but we seldom think about the far greater miracle that enables us to enjoy it, our vision. If you're not seeing as well as you should, your vision specialist is ready to help you. Remember, life is worth seeing.
This is your New York Mets baseball station, WKAJ, Saratoga Springs, New York, 102.3 on your FM dial.
4-6-0. The New York Mets are up now in the bottom of the seventh inning, and it's Ted Martinez to lead off. He is 1-for-2 in this game. Martinez had 3 hits in the first game of today's doubleheader, so that his batting average for the season is now 293. Facing left-hander Mike Caldwell, who started, has been in all the way for the San Diego Padres. In case you've joined us along the way, in the first game here today, the Mets won by a score of 2-0 as Tom Seaver hurled a one-hitter. Leron Lee got the only hit off Seaver. It came in the ninth inning with one man out. Seaver struck out 11 and walked 4. Martinez steps into the batter's box. Caldwell into the notion. Pitch is thrown on line into left for a base hit. That's 5 for Martinez. Up with it is Lee. Plays it back. Martinez turns and holds. He's at 5 base hits in the double hit of 2 in this game. Jerry Grody is coming up now. He's been up twice and each time grounded into force plays. See how manager Yogi Berra plays it now. Grody's the number 7 man in his order. Boswell is the following batter. The Mets are leading by a score of 2-1. His bullpen, plenty warm with Sudeikis and Gafford still throwing down there. Boswell is followed by Gentry. Third baseman, Dave Robertson on the grass now in anticipation of a sacrifice attempt. He figures the Mets will try to build a run here. Grody has looked at side man, Eddie Yost is third. Colbert holding against the runner at first. Mike Caldwell sets up. Here's the pitch. Grody bunched on the first base side. Second by Colbert. He plays to Thomas covering. The sacrifice goes 3-4. Moves Martinez to second base. Three, four on the sacrifice, so Martinez is at second base. Dan Andy Frisella is up and throwing now in the bullpen for the New York Mets, along with Sadecki. Frisella and Sadecki. Boswell is being called back to the dugout for a word with Yogi Berra. Berra wants to talk to Boswell before he comes back up here. Boswell in this game is 1-for-2. Now here comes Don Zimmer, the manager of the San Diego Padres. Looking down toward his bullpen where he has Gary Ross, a right-hander. Boswell is, of course, a left-hand batter facing left-hand pitcher Mike Caldwell. So they want to talk it over a little bit now, a strategy meeting. Gary Gentry follows Boswell in the batting order. The tying run is at second base. I beg your pardon, the insurance run is at second base. The New York Mets are leading by a score 2-1. And now Boswell is walking down toward the coaching lines at third. He wants a word with Eddie Yost. Boswell and Yost meet about halfway. Martinez at second base. Gentry is out there on deck wearing the jacket. Boswell now walks back toward the batter's box. The Padres have 8 hits in this game, and the Mets have 7. Mike Caldwell sets up, tries to pick off, and so goes to second, taken by Hernandez. Martinez is back safely. Try to pick off move on Martinez at second base. Ken Caldwell sets up. Pitch to Boswell, comes inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Don Zimmer in the dugout of the San Diego Padres, looking at his personnel sheet he's just taken from his hip pocket. Let's see who the New York Mets might put up for Gentry in case Boswell should be able to work out a walk. That pitch is in for a call strike. It's 1-1. Well, it's time to work carefully, Boswell, with the pitcher following him in the batting order. They don't want to put him on, and neither do they want to allow him to deliver a base hit to bring home a run. It's Gentry to follow him in the batting order. Here is the 1-1 pitch, but now a pickoff attempt at second, not in time. Let's do Padres 1. This time the second baseman, Darryl Thomas, makes a run at the bag, moving Martinez back. He lengthens out his lead. Martinez has good speed. Again, Hernandez runs to the bag, and this time, Caldwell doesn't throw, but he steps off. Cruz around a little out there on the mound. Again, Caldwell sets up. Martinez has taken his lead. The 1-1 pitch breaks in there for a call strike. It's 1-2 now to Ken Boswell. Takes off his cap to mop his brow for a moment. The Mets are batting here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The shadows are lengthening out now. About to the mound. Again, Hernandez moves to the bag, but Martinez gets there before he does. And Caldwell makes but does not throw. Two deliveries, swung on and missed. Boswell is a strikeout victim. The fourth for Caldwell. Gentry starts up there, still has his jacket on. Gentry still has his jacket on. He hasn't peeled it off yet as he walks up towards the plate looking back. Now stops, unbuttons the jacket. And here comes Tommy Agee out to bat for Gentry. Agee will bat for Gentry. Agee's first appearance of the day. Gentry has pitched 7 innings. Given up 1 run on 8 hits, struck out 2, walked 2. Frisella and Sadecki throwing in the bullpen. Right now, it's just the right-hander. Just Frisella. week. He's hitting 251 for the year, 5 homers, 28 runs batted in. He's been sidelined with an injury, full of a groin muscle. But he is appearing here as a pinch hitter. With two men out, he's trying to get the run in from second base. That pitch is in for a called strike. Willie Mays is on deck. The Mets are leading by a score of 2-1. Martinez moves off the bag at second. Caldwell steps off the rubber. Now they set up again. A.G. has the bat shot. The pitch is right in there for a foul strike. It's 0-2 to A.G. He turns, walks slowly around from the plate, picks up a handful of dirt, rubs his hands together, and moves back up to the batter's box. Mike Caldwell, the young left-hander, 23 years of age, has gone ahead of A.G. 0-2. Pitch breaks low and away, so it's 1-2. Gary Ross continues to throw in the bullpen for the San Diego Padres. Here's a 1-2 pitch, swung on and landed to right field. It is a foul ball. Just over the head of first baseman Nate Colbert, a twisting line drive that went foul down the right field line. So, Martinez, who was off and winging, returns to second. A.G. has broken the bat. Gets another. The count to him is 1-2. Martinez, of course, running on everything with two men out. And he can fly. Caldwell set. Here's the pitch. Low, and it's blocked by Kendall, hit in front of the plate. No advance for Martinez at second as Kendall blocked the ball up the third baseline. 2-2 to Tommy Agee. A 2-2 delivery. It's on the way. Swung on and missed. A.G. strikes out. Strikeout number 5 for Caldwell. No runs, a hit, no errors, and 1 left. And at the end of 7 innings, the score is the Mets 2 and the Padres 1.
Time you have some people over, serve them the kind of mixers you'd want them to serve you. Canada Dry.
Priscilla has come in to do the pitching now for the New York Mets, making his 19th appearance of the year all in relief. He has won 3 and lost 2. Last time out at Montreal, he had a save for Matlack when he worked 3 innings and lost no runs in 1 hit. Dan Priscilla. He'll be facing the number 2 man in the order, Dave Roberts, as soon as he takes his warm-up pitches here. Have 2 runs, 7 hits. The Padres have 1 run, 8 hits. Doug McGraw is up and throwing out the Mets bullpen with Priscilla on the mound. Priscilla has an overall record of 3 wins and 2 losses. He has an earned run average of 1.45, and he's had 6 saves. Must have had 23 staff saves. Doug McGraw has 13. Sotella has 6. McAndrew has 1. And there have been 2 others. Has gone 0 for 3, grounded into a force play, fly to center, and grounded out second to first. He's a right-hand batter. Purcell is taking a moment now, working on the baseball, standing on the infield grass before coming up onto the mound. Stops by the rosin bag as he does come up. Specializes in a forked ball that dips as it arrives at the plate. That's the pitch that brought him back to the major leagues, actually. The pitch is bunted foul. Hey, Roberts, trying to bunt his way on, just got that end of the bat on the ball, and it's strike one. And that's won the first game here today by a score of 2-0. Sellers pitch today, Rob. Swung on and missed it. Strike two. Leron Lee is on deck. This strike delivered to Roberts. Check swing taken low. And the first base umpire is asked for assistance on the call of the check swing, and he says no swing. That's Dick Stello down there. Andy Olson is behind the plate. Two pitch outside. It's 2-2 now to Dave Roberts. The power in the batting order of the Padres coming up here in the top half of the eighth inning. Roberts, Lee, and Colbert. Now the pitch started and time has been called. Purcell was really in the act of delivering when he looked and saw plate umpire Andy Olson holding up his hand. So Purcell walks around, comes back up on top of the mound now, and looks in for the sign. Here's the 2-2. Swung on and missed, struck him out. Purcell notches his first strikeout, one away. Leron Lee coming up. We pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is your New York Mets baseball station, WKAJ, Saratoga Springs, New York, 102.3 on your FM dial.
Leron Lee is at the plate. He busts the ball up the third baseline. It is barehanded by Fregosi. Throw to first, and he's out. What a play by Fregosi. He made the barehand play on the bunted ball up the third baseline. It was on the infield grass and got it on to Willie Mays in time to get Lee on a very close play. So Leron Lee, who played the role of the spoiler in the first game, when he delivered the only hit that the Padres got off Seaver in his game with one man out in the ninth, has been thrown out for the second out of this inning in Nate Colbert's up. The Mets are leading here by a score of 2-1. Colbert fly to center, walk fly to center in this game, 0 for 2. Purcell's pitch swung on and missed it, strike one. Two men out with nobody on base. This pitch is low and away, so it's one ball, one strike to Nate Colbert. Cody sends out a sign to Purcell. Here's the 1-1. Swung on, fouled off. It's 1-2. Crowd of more than 40,000 paid here this July 4th. See the Mets and Padres in a holiday doubleheader. Mets were to have played a doubleheader yesterday in Montreal as a result of having had a game rained out earlier this year, but yesterday they had the entire doubleheader rained out, so they'll have to make that up the last week of the campaign, October 2nd and 3rd. Back-to-back twilight doubleheaders against the Montreal Expos, followed by a single night game on the final night of the regular season, October 4th. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Just a little high, and it's 2-2. Colbert hits cleanup in the Padres batting order, and there's a pitch low.
fella's gone full at 3-2. The fella had walked down to the infield grass. Now comes back up. Here's the payoff pitch to Colbert. Swung on and hit way back in left. Beacham going to the wall. Lifts up and it is over the wall for a home run. The score is tied 2-2. As that drive went over the wall, Beacham went back there, crashed into the wall and chasing it. The ball barely cleared the top of the wall. It is a Colbert home run, his 16th of the season, and the score is tied. The Mets 2 and the Padres 2. So with 2 men out and nobody on base, Larry Stahl is up. He's 1-for-3. It was a 3-2 pitch from Frisella to Colbert that he hit over the wall into the Padre bullpen. Jim Beacham, playing left field, chased it back, went up and crashed into the wall and crumpled at the base of the wall. Pitch to Stahl, fouled off and out of play. It's strike one. The New York Mets got a run in the first, a run in the third, and they've been nursing it along. They saw the Padres score one in the sixth. And now the Padres have scored their second run of the day and have tied this game at 2-2. There's a swing and a miss. Two strikes. That was the fourth home run that Colbert has hit against the New York Mets this year. It means, among other things, that regardless of what happens from here on, Gary Gentry cannot get a win today. Statistically, he cannot be the winning pitcher. There's a swing and a ground ball to the right side. Chased over there by Frisella. He underhands to Mays in time to get stalled. And the side is out. One run on one hit. The homer by Colbert. No errors, none left. And in the middle of the eighth inning, the score is the Mets 2 and the Padres 2. Say, fans, are you working on some new ideas for this year's Banner Night Parade? It'll be held between games in the August 1st one-night doubleheader between the Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies. With a great treat in store for the grand prize winner, a California travel package trip for two via American Airlines. Plus hotel accommodations and a rented car for a week. Other winners will receive prizes awarded by Macy's and the Mets, including a portable color TV set, black and white TV sets, and transistor radios. Incidentally, this year's contest, once again, will be limited to two categories, one-man banners and two-man banners. So please keep this in mind when designing your entry, which must be a banner you made by yourself. The contest will be judged by a number of top sports cartoonists. As always, Banner Night promises to be another exciting evening at Shea on Tuesday, August 1st, when the Mets meet the Phillies in a big twin bill starting at 5:35 p.m. We hope you're making plans now to be on hand for all the fun. Mike Caldwell has been in all the way in this ball game for the San Diego Padres, and the Mets will have the top of their batting order up in the bottom of the eighth inning. Willie Mays, Bud Harrelson, and John Milner. Willie Mays had one hit in the first game. He's gone 0-for-2 and to sacrifice in this one. Is at the plate. Third baseman Dave Roberts guards the line. He's even with the back. The left-hander deals a pitch in a time tight to Mays for ball one. Again, Mike Caldwell goes into the motion. Pitch is swung on and ripped down the left field line, a foul ball. Mays got around and drilled it down the left field line, but a foul ball, and the count is 1-1. Wind is ripping the bag out toward right field here at Shea today. Here's a 1-1 pitch to Mays. Swung on, foul back. It goes to 1-2. Mike Caldwell, who is 23 years of age, has struck out 5 and he has walked none. Mays back in and waiting now with a 1-2 count. Pitch is swung on, fouled off. 1-2. Leron Lee playing a deep left field and pulled over toward the line against Mays. Here's the 1-2. Just missed. And it's 2-2. Good general having a few words to say to umpire Andy Olson about the call on the last pitch. Here's the 2-2. Inside, he comes all the way back. So the gun is full at 3-2 to Mays. Caldwell has not walked a batter in the ball game. With the count having gone to 3-2, third baseman Dave Roberts has retreated and he's guarding the line now. Hernandez has stride into the hole. Here's a 3-2 pitch, walking high and tight. First ball given up by Caldwell. Puts Mays on at first. Possible go-ahead run. Harrelson coming up, and the Padres will be expecting the sacrifice here. Harrelson, a single, had a sacrifice fly and lined out to left. Kendall walked the ball all the way to the mound. Colbert coming over for word with pitcher Mike Caldwell. Third baseman Dave Roberts up on the grass. I guess the left-hander Harrelson is batting right-handed today. So, John Milner has moved out on deck. Harrelson has the sign from third base coach Eddie Yost. Caldwell is set. Here's the pitch. Harrelson around the bunt. Bunt to the first base side. Taken by first baseman Colbert. He plays Thomas covering. The sacrifice goes 3-4. Moves Mays into scoring position at second base. That brings up John Milner. Milner's been up three times without a hit against Mike Caldwell. He fouled out the third. He lined to short and he popped to second. Left-hand batter against left-hand pitcher. Yogi Berra does not have the luxury these days of making righty-lefty switches. He is fortunate to get nine able-bodied men onto the field. Gary Ross is up and throwing now in the San Diego bullpen. The Mets two, the Padres two, and the Mets have a runner at second with one man out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. The chant of Let's Go Mets. Caldwell has a sign now. He sets up Mays lead. Here's a pitch, and it's high for a ball to Milner. Jim Fregosi's on deck. Quinine doubleheader at Atlanta. The Chicago Cubs and the Atlanta Braves, and we have the warm-up for the first game. Juan Pizarro, 4-3 against Ron Reed, 6-8. In the only afternoon action, Cincinnati beat the Cardinals 6-1. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Milner. It's 1-1. Hayes throws off the bag at second. Lincoln's the lead out a little bit. Caldwell sets up. Checks and steps off. The only walk he's given up in this entire ballgame. What's to Mays leading off this inning? This is a 1-1 offering. Swung on, have it on the ground to the right side. Taken by second baseman Thomas. He goes to first in time. Mays moves to third. Two away. Fregosi's coming up. Fregosi doubled to drive in. The first Met run in the first inning. Far over the head of center fielder, John Jeter. That's when he's grounded out and flied out. Red Kendall goes out to the mound for a word with pitcher Mike Caldwell. Jim Beacham is on deck. The runner at third base. Mike Caldwell will work straight away. He's into the motion, and the pitch is on the way. In there for a call strike to Jim Fregosi. The Mets trying to build a go-ahead run here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. After having won the opener of today's doubleheader by a score of 2-0, Mays left the start. Down the line from third, and Caldwell backs off the rubber. Fregosi moves back into the batter's box. Caldwell comes up, looks in for his sign. Here's the pitch. In there for a call, strike two. It's 0-2 to Fregosi. Mays lengthens his lead out down toward the plate. Caldwell steps off and bluffs the throw. Nobody covering, so he keeps the baseball. Just trying to tighten Mays up a little bit. Fregosi at the plate with an 0-2 count. Here's the pitch.
swung on and fouled off to the right side into the seats and out of play. The count holds at two strikes to Jim Fregosi. Now the pitch. High for a ball. It's 1-2. Jim Beecham is kneeling on deck. Load the rubber, steps off, pops the ball in the glove, looks again, goes into the motion, the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled off. Fregosi reached across, just got the end of the bat on it, fouled it off to the right side, and the count continues. One ball and two strikes. They take the lead at third base. And the pitch. Grounded on the ground, foul to the left side, rolling off out of play. Still 1-2 to Fregosi. He's trying to get Willie Mays in from third base with the go-ahead run. How well, delivery. Inside, it's 2-2 now to Fregosi. Walks off to the infield grass, pops the ball in the glove one time, walks back up now toward the rubber. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, struck him out to retire the side. Fregosi throws the bat away, strikeout number 6 for Caldwell. No runs, no hits, no errors, a walk, and Mays stranded at third. Score at the end of 8 innings is the Mets 2 and the Padres 2.
College students, would you like to help make history? Would you also like to share in and make your name a living part of a proud tradition? The Marines have been tough and streamlined for almost 200 years, and they intend to stay that way. They planted the American flag on the shores of Tripoli, raised the stars and stripes at the Palace of Montezuma during the Mexican War, were the first to land in Europe in World War I, and raised Old Glory atop Iwo Jima. They are always ready, always willing to serve their country. The Marine Corps always aims for excellence and will accept nothing less. So, if you would like to be an officer of Marines, you'll first have to make the grade. Why not start your program while you're still in college? Join the platoon leaders class. There are no drills or military classes to attend during your school year. Then, when you graduate, you'll be qualified to be commissioned as a lieutenant of Marines. Ask your Marine Corps representative for more detailed information. Tell him Barbara McNair gave you the word.
To play here at Shea Stadium in New York. It's the Padres 2 and the Mets 2. And it'll be John Jeter to lead off for San Diego in the top of the ninth. Facing Danny Purcello, who is working in relief of Gary Jeter. The Mets won the first game here today, 2-0. Padres and Mets will be here again tomorrow night in the finale of this three-game set, and tomorrow night will mark the final appearance of the Padres at Shea Stadium this season. Grounded into a force play, grounded into a double play, grounded into a force play, and bunted his way out. So he's down 0-3. Purcello's pitch. Bunted up the third baseline, and again it is Fregosi, but no play this time. He took it with the bare hand, but did not turn it loose. It's a base hit leading off the top of the ninth for the Padres. Fregosi at third came up with the ball, but a very speedy John Jeter was down the line, and Fregosi decided not to throw it off. So now it is Kendall coming up, and it's the Mets who has to protect against the sacrifice possibility here. Kendall's gone 0-3. Mays is the first baseman holding against the runner. Purcello set. Here's the pitch. Kendall around. Bunts the ball. And it's on by both Fregosi and Purcello, who play Alphonse Gaston, and all hands are safe. Jeter moves to second. Kendall's on at first. Enzo Hernandez is scheduled to come up. His score is a base hit. It was bunted strongly to the left side. Fregosi and Purcello let the ball go between them.
Neither could have played it, and neither did. Jerry Morales is going down to run now for Kendall. Morales running for Kendall at first base. Jeter has excellent speed at second. Nobody out. The Mets, of course, expect the Padres to be sacrificing here as well. Scores out 2-2. Padres have had 11 hits here in the second game. The Mets have had 7. Hernandez has had 2 hits. He's 2-for-3. He may as well in on the grass at first. Here's the pitch, and it is bunted back toward Pasella. He is up toward the third in time. They get the fourth at third base. That's Pasella fielded the ball on the third base side cleanly, fired it to Fregosi covering. So, instead of a sacrifice, Hernandez has bunted into a 1-5-4 split. Now we're going to have Clarence Gaston batting for Mike Caldwell. Gaston will bat for Caldwell with one man out and runners at first and second. Gaston played in the first game here today. He went 0-for-3. He struck out 3 times against Seaver. Hitting .237 for the year with 2 homers and 8 runs batted in. Morales is the runner at second. Hernandez is the runner at first. Errol Thomas is on deck. Pasella has stepped off for a moment. The Mets 2, the Padres 2. Now Pasella again sets. Here's the pitch. Swung on it in the air to the right side. Retreating is made as the first baseman out into the sunlight of right field. He makes the catch. Infield fly call. No advance. 2 away. And Errol Thomas will be coming up. Thomas, who delivered a base hit in the sixth inning and scored the first run of the day for the San Diego Padres. Gary Ross has finished warming up and has come into the dugout of the Padres. As Caldwell is out of the ballgame, of course. He pitched 8 innings. Gave up 2 runs, 7 hits. He struck out 6 and he walked 1. Now, runners lead at first and second. Pasella sets, heels a pitch to Darryl Thomas. In there for a called strike. Thomas has had 2 hits and a walk in this game. Chokes up on the bat. Here's a pitch missing outside. It's 1-1. Thomas is hitting .248 for the season. Padres are batting in the top of the ninth inning, and here is a 1-1 delivery. Swung on and missed. It's 1-2. Chicago Cubs did not score in the top half of the first inning. The Atlanta Braves coming to bat. First game of a twilight doubleheader in Atlanta. Two pitch. A little low, and it's 2-2. Dave Roberts is on deck. Left of the first inning, the Atlanta Braves coming to bat. First game of a twilight doubleheader in Atlanta. Now 1-2 pitch. A little low, and it's 2-2. Dave Roberts is on deck. Two pitch is on the way. He checked the swing and took it low. So the count is full at 3-2, which means an automatic start. For a base runner, Jerry Morales at second and Enzo Hernandez at first. Their leads. There
they go. Here's the pitch swung on and hit in the air to right field. And it is in there for a base hit. Knocked down by Milner. One run has scored. Two runs are scoring as the throw goes to second base. So Morales scored from second. Hernandez scored from first. And the Padres lead by a score of 4-2. Darryl Thomas delivering a line drive into right field on the 3-2 pitch with the runners going. That brings up Robert. Milner is charged with an error for allowing the second run to score. One run batted in for Thomas on the single. That pitch is in for a called strike. Darryl Thomas at second base. The Sellers pitch low and away. 1-1 now to Robert. San Diego 4 and the New York Mets 2 in the second game of the doubleheader. The pitch to Robert. Swung on and it is popped up to the right side in foul territory. Grody coming to the stands and tries to reach in and does reach in and pulls it out for the foot out. Jerry Grody swung the catcher's glove over into the box seat and pulled that ball over the railing for the put out to retire the side. But the Padres got two runs on three hits. There was an error and one left. And in the middle of the ninth inning, the score is San Diego 4 and the Mets 2.
Hello, this is Warrant Officer Brian Fuller of the Glens Falls Composite Squadron Civil Air Patrol. Did you know that the Civil Air Patrol is now in its third decade of service to the nation? And did you know that the local Civil Air Patrol has openings now for boys and girls 13 to 18 still in school for the cadet program? Many instructional programs are available covering a wide variety of subjects such as aerospace education, navigation and weather, first aid instruction, and even obtaining an FAA private pilot's license if you qualify. Men and women over 18 are also needed for the senior member program in such areas as youth counseling, communications, ground search and rescue operations, air observer, and others. If you have a special skill, many programs need qualified instructors. For further information, attend any Monday night meeting at 7 p.m. at the Warren County Municipal Center, just north of Glens Falls on Route 9. Or write to me, Warrant Officer Brian Fuller, RD2, Box 34, Gansford.
That's Corralison to do the catching for San Diego, and the pitcher is Gary Ross, who worked here today in the first game for 2 1/3 innings, allowed no runs and one hit. For Ross, his 27th appearance of this season, he has a record of one win and one loss. Ross working in relief of Caldwell, who's the pitcher of record. Beecham's up, and the pitch is high for a ball. Jim Beecham is 1-for-3 in this game. He's followed by Teddy Martinez and Jerry Grody in the Mets batting order. The Mets are trailing by 2 runs as they bat here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. The Mets won the first game today, 2-0. Gary Ross delivers, and the pitch is in for a call strike. It's 1-1. Delivery. Curveball. Is it in the air to center field? Way back out there. Jeter just there now, and Wason makes the catch at the edge of the warning track. John Jeter hauled it in, and it's one away here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Teddy Martinez. He's had 2 hits in this game. He's had 5 hits in the afternoon. He had 3 hits in the first game. Martinez has a season batting average now of .299. Gary Ross trying to save this one for Mike Caldwell, who is the pitcher of record. That pitch is swung on and popped up to the right side in foul territory. Colbert is there in the track and he makes the catch. Nate Colbert makes the foul pop and 2 Mets are out there down to their last out of the ballgame. Gary Grody is up. Grody is 0-for-2 in the sacrifice. Catcher Pat Corrales has gone out for a word with Gary Ross.
Here's the pitch, and it's a fastball in there for a call strike to Jerry Goody. Two men out with nobody on base. Padres 4, Mets 2, bottom half of the ninth inning. Lost his curveball. He swung on and missed it. Strike 2. 0-2 to Jerry Goody. Two pitch. Outside. It's 1-2. Sign has gone out for the 1-2 pitch. Curveball, low and away. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes now. Ken Boswell is on deck. Still outside the batter's box. Nye moves in. Here's Jerry Ross with a 2-2 pitch. Swung on, hammered on the ground to the left side. A big hop up to Roberts at third. He throws in time, and the ball game is over. The New York Mets and the San Diego Padres have slipped this July 4th doubleheader as the San Diego Padres have come from behind to win the nightcap. And Priscilla takes